With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Medical officials in the state of New Mexico say they now have a better understanding of exactly how actor Gene Hackman died. They say that he passed away as a complication of both Alzheimer's and heart problems, and did so a full week after his younger wife passed away of unrelated health problems.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman, aged 65 years, is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural. Autopsy examination and full body postmortem CT demonstrated no findings of trauma internally or externally.
U.S. employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month. We get more on that from correspondent George Williams.
These numbers came in 9,000 lower than the anticipated 160,000, yet the Labor Department also reported hiring was up from a revised 125,000 in January. The unemployment rate ticked up a tenth of a percent to 4.1 as the number of jobless Americans rose by 203,000. Average hourly earnings rose 0.3% last month. The Fed will be taking all these figures in mind in its deliberations over the prime rate when it holds its next meeting in just over 2 weeks. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, tax expert Jonathan Williams says failure by Congress to renew the Trump tax cuts would put a damper on the economy.
And that if this doesn't get renewed and very quickly, this puts such a cloud over uncertainty of what's happening with the economy, we would be facing a multi-trillion dollar tax increase.
Williams is with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. This is SRN News. It would appear transgenderism is falling out of favor in this country.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An ancient town in Syria is one of the world's few places where residents still speak Aramaic. That's a language used by Jesus. But since the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad last year, some residents fear their future is precarious. Many Christians in Syria felt they were collectively accused of siding with Assad during the country's civil war. This is SRN News. Looks like 2025 will not be the year for legalized sports betting in Georgia, after all.
Efforts to send a state constitutional amendment to voters failed, as neither the amendment nor a bill laying out details ever came to a vote in the state legislature. Thursday was the deadline for each Georgia chamber to pass its own legislation to the opposite chamber. The measures still could be revived in the final month of the session, but it's much less likely. Voters in Missouri narrowly approved sports betting in a 2024 referendum, making it the 39th state to legalize the practice. Rich Thomason reporting.
A one-of-a-kind baseball card featuring Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skeens is on its way to auction. An 11-year-old in the Los Angeles area found the card in a pack he received as a Christmas present. The card could go for millions of dollars at auction. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.